So I'm Ann Bachrach. I'm with Cloud and Enterprise Marketing, and the job of this session today is you're going to learn a lot of really great stuff while you're here. You're going to learn a lot about the components. You're going to learn maybe a lot of overwhelming information, but then you're going to take it back to your organization, and how are you supposed to talk about this to people that may not be technical? And so that's where I come in, is how do I think about Cortana Analytics in the context of my organization? How do I get started? How, especially, do I talk to people who really don't know anything and maybe are a little even frightened of the concept of machine learning, predictive analytics, et cetera? So that's the goal of this session. So hopefully you'll be able to walk out of here with that information. But I did leave time at the end for Q&A. So if I don't cover what you need, then feel free to shout out questions. So what I want to cover first is what we're hearing already from customers. We're getting a lot of questions as we've hit the market with Cortana Analytics, but there's some that are very common that we're getting a ton. So just want to clear the air first with those, and then I'll get into more of the meat of the session. So how do I think about Cortana Analytics as it relates to advanced analytics? So that's what I've been asked a lot. And how do I even think about advanced analytics, and what is this in the context of the greater market? So the way that we think about that is the broad industry term of advanced analytics. And this is not our chart. This is a Gartner chart that differentiates the idea of business intelligence, of hindsight, of seeing what happened, what already happened, and then trying to make, essentially your best guess about what to do next, as opposed to advanced analytics. And that's where then you actually make decisions about what's going to happen next, predict that accurately, so that then you can even program your systems to respond in a way that you know that you're going to be able to essentially stay one step ahead of what's happening in your organization. And so we think about it really as hindsight versus then advanced analytics allows you to get prescriptive at the end of it and predictive in the beginning. So that's, when we think about advanced analytics, that's more of a umbrella term. But then when we think about advanced analytics from Microsoft, then you all are here today to talk about Cortana Analytics. Cortana Analytics at the end of the day is what Microsoft offers advanced analytics in the cloud. But then, is that the entire advanced analytics story from Microsoft? No. You all may have heard that we acquired Revolution Analytics. And so into the next version of SQL Server is going to be the advanced analytics capabilities and the robustness of R that is then going to be on premises. So you're all here to talk about Cortana Analytics, and that's what I'll be talking about as I'm here. But just to be clear, that as we think about advanced analytics as an umbrella term, that you can easily think about those two different offers from Microsoft, and knowing that Microsoft is one of the only vendors that has that kind of story and that end-to-end connection. So then, how do I think about the idea of Cortana Analytics availability? So I've been saying, or we've been saying in the market, that Cortana Analytics will be available in the fall. Well, how do I think about that when so many of the components, so many of the services are available today? Well, at the end of the day, Cortana Analytics, what we'll be releasing in the fall, is a SKU where you'll be able to buy all of the things that you could possibly need for advanced analytics in the cloud in one discounted package. So that's, at the end of the day, Cortana Analytics Suite enables you to solve your advanced analytics problems in the cloud end to end. We have a connected solution that is entitled Cortana Analytics Suite. And so when you think about it, then it's really a SKU. So then people look at this chart and they say, hey, wow, well, for my particular solution today, I really only need some of these components. Are you from Microsoft then offering me this SKU and that's it? Well, no, the answer to that is no. We are still offering these components as you need them from an a la carte perspective, right? So can I still purchase these things on your own? Yes. And in fact, we welcome you to please try them for free. Try out the things that you need today and see how you like them, especially our APIs that we have up on our gallery. I don't know if you all have experienced our gallery or not, but it is an amazing learning tool for folks trying to get started with APIs that already have the machine learning built in, or example samples that you can then bring into ML Studio and then do your modeling on your own. But everything on the list that I just showed, if you go to the individual product pages, is available for free trial to try it out and take it for a spin, go on a test drive with all of it. So then, also, in addition to being a SKU, Cortana Analytics is a suite of offerings that solve business problems. So when we think about talking to somebody who is not a technical person, then what we lead with is actually the solution. What is Cortana Analytics solving at the end of the day? What is my business problem? Because as we're hitting the road with this in terms of, you know, going and talking to our customers who are using it, they're not talking to us about data factory or machine learning or any of the components of it. They're talking about, I have a serious problem in my business, like customer churn. I have a problem of inventory management. I have a problem of, you know, name your problem that can be solved with advanced analytics. And so as you go back into your organization and talk to them about it, it's really talking about what is a business problem that we have today that can be solved with Cortana Analytics. So I'll give you some examples of those that we're solving today just so that you essentially know what I'm talking about. So the way that we've been bucketing it today is from the pillars of sales and marketing, finance and risk, customer and channel, operations and workforce. Now these are just pillars to make it a little bit more simple and try to narrow down sort of the breadth of opportunities that there are from an advanced analytics perspective in the cloud, right? So these all of these questions are questions that we're solving in market today with either POCs or full-blown solutions. And so these are real from the mouth of the customer and especially from the mouth of the C-suite that often has this problem, which many of you in the room may today. So what online customers are most likely to visit my dealership? So we have a dealership that we're working with that has an online presence where they don't know whether or not they want to put a salesperson in touch with the person who is on the other end of the line. Maybe that person just wants to look at what it might be like to own a BMW, or maybe they are really interested and maybe they're going to come and walk into the dealership. They don't want to spend their precious dollars on sending a salesperson after every single one of the people that visit their website. And so what they want to do is they want to analyze the clicks and the behavior of those people to then get to whose online behavior maps to an actual visit to the dealership first, and then whose online behavior actually maps to a purchase at the end of the day, right? And that's the beauty of Cortana Analytics, is because all of that data originates in the cloud, so it's born in the cloud. And if something is born in the cloud from a data perspective, then doesn't it make financial sense to keep it there? That's certainly their perspective and why we're working with them on that. And then finance and risk. So let's say in this case it's a medical billing company. So they have people who are late on their bill. So maybe John Smith is just always late on his bill, or maybe John Smith is a flight risk generally and will never pay his bill. But then how do you know that? How do you know that from past behavior in terms of what this person has typically done, right? They had, previous to working with us, humans chase every single person who was late. So you can imagine the man hours of somebody actually picking up the phone and calling every John Smith who's late on his bill. And so they put Cortana Analytics behind their system so that they only pursued the people that ultimately that were shown to not pay, which is amazing ROI for them, because then they only chase the people that really actually need to be chased. And then we've worked with retail shops that think about what demographic is most valuable. You don't really want to put a brick and mortar store in a place where it's not going to work these days, right? I mean, with the challenge of even having a brick and mortar store in the first place, the last thing you want to do is actually lay a foundation in a place that isn't going to work for you. And so doing Cortana Analytics across demographics then will show, hey, I really need to build a retail store here, or this is completely not my audience, this is not the place to go. And then the last one, and I think you've probably heard us, you know, if you've been paying attention to any of our Cortana Analytics marketing so far, heard us talk a lot about predictive maintenance. But predictive maintenance is a huge one, because if you think about a manufacturing situation or even a car dealership situation again, then knowing when something is going to fail before it fails and proactively fixing it, I mean, the amount of money and man hours that that saves, that's a scenario that we're seeing over and over again that is coupled with IoT. So then when we're thinking about the sensor data and then going in through stream analytics and then being modeled in machine learning and then output through Power BI, that's a beautiful way to keep track of your organization and fix things before they fail. So how do I think about, from your perspective, you go back to your organization and, oh my gosh, this is sort of overwhelming, I have no idea where to start. So I have two examples of places that you could start. One of the places that you could start is demand forecasting. So demand forecasting is a place where we're really seeing a lot of origination in the cloud of the data that will help you understand demand. So we have a major retailer, unfortunately I'm not able to disclose the name, but in their retail stores, they actually use their retail stores as their warehouse. So they don't have an actual warehouse to fulfill their online orders. So they need to then have a great deal of intelligence about what store needs to have what product and how much, as it also relates to how can I also fulfill my online orders at the same time. So when they brought us in, this was, you know, frankly kind of a mess. But now they're able to predict with much more accuracy that where they need to have things from a brick and mortar perspective and where they need to stock from an online perspective, which is making their certainly their life and the life of their customers much easier. Pier 1 is one of our earliest customers. They were an early adopter even before we came out publicly with Azure Machine Learning. What they were trying to do and have done successfully now is connect the online experience to the brick and mortar experience, where they literally have people, their salespeople with surfaces walking around in the Pier 1 store, knowing that you, Sarah Brown, you know, you are interested in candles, and so you must also be interested in candle holders. And I see that you actually purchased a furniture set from us, and so here's some pillows, and that type of thing, to be able to have that personal experience, even if it's the first time that somebody has ever walked into a Pier 1 store in their life. Right, and with retail, having that personalized experience from an online to brick and mortar perspective is just vital when sometimes people will never enter a store, right? And they're competing against Amazon, which is hugely problematic for a lot of them. E-smart systems, so this is where energy demand forecasting comes into play, and this is another one where IoT really comes into play, because if you think about all of the sensors across all of the energy grids, how do I load balance my grids, right? The grid is a finite resource, right? So if you overload it, it goes down, period. There is no going back from that. So then you have blackouts, you know, all kinds of bad things happen. And so what people typically do in this scenario is that then they're looking at reams of spreadsheets and they're using tribal knowledge to try to keep everything from going down, right? This is very suboptimal. So eSmart has a system where they can watch all of the sensors across the grids to then understand how to load balance, so ideally to avoid blackouts altogether, to live in a world where they never go down, where the grids are always balanced. And that kind of thing is achievable with Cortana Analytics, and the amount of data, it just makes TCO sense, total cost of ownership sense, to keep that data in the cloud, because that's where it's going, that's where it's being stored, so that's the way that then you are analyzing it. Genscape is another energy scenario, but in this case, they're looking at markets. So they're looking across the world at all of the market data around energy and seeing what maybe, based on supply and demand that I'm seeing from thousands of sensors all over the world, what do I predict for my customers that the demand is going to be for energy, and thus what do I predict the price is going to be? And so they're able to do that much, much more successfully and with a lot more scalability in the cloud, because that's another area where it just makes sense, economic sense and just scalability and feasibility sense. So demand forecasting, even if you're not in retail and energy, are two examples that we use, but certainly demand forecasting is widely applicable no matter what your vertical is, but that's one place to start. Another place to start is personalization. So personalization is a place, again, where no matter what is happening from an on-premises perspective, personalization is a scenario that really sings in the cloud. So it sings in areas like financial services. So Tangerine is a bank where they have a similar problem to the one I described with retail, where they don't know the person that's coming to their online bank, right? So as an online banking customer, I can really go and online bank with anyone. They're faceless to me. So I'm going to wherever I can get the best deal, and there is no relationship. So how in the online banking world do you actually build that relationship? How do you build that rapport? What does that even look like? Well, what that looks like is then understanding from publicly available data who your customer is, understanding from their behavior, what products and services that they bought already, and essentially who they are, so that not only can you serve them based on, you know, mother of two, 45 years old, lives in blah, blah, blah. You can serve them based on that, but then you can also upsell them with products that they need and want, right? And so that then you build that personal relationship with them, A, so then you're diminishing customer churn, right? So people are not leaving because they feel like they actually have more than just a faceless relationship with you. But also then you're increasing revenue because you're able to sell them products that they need and want, right? So it's a symbiotic relationship that you can then create online by using the cloud. So it just sort of just makes sense. Mendeley is an online academic research journal. They have the largest cache of academic research literature there is out there. But what they were finding from their research was that if somebody came online to look through their wares and they didn't get what they needed right away, they're out. They're gone. They're never coming back. But if they do go on and then they find what they need right away, sticky. They stay. They stay and they come back and they come back and they come back. And Mendeley, because they are an academic resource, they rely on other academics to come in and contribute. So they have to have the customer be sticky and stick around because they want the customer ultimately to contribute, right? So it's really their lifeblood to have the people stick around. And so by using Cortana Analytics, they were able to do that. Ziosk is a tablet company. They were originally a very small company where they're in Chili's restaurants, for example. Then they had tablets on the tables, or do have tablets on the tables at Chili's and Fridays, where no one has to worry about waiting for their server anymore, essentially, right? If I'm ready to have an appetizer right now, then all I can do, what I can do is just order that on my tablet. And so then all of a sudden, then that's going to come out faster. My drink is going to come out faster. I'm entertained by what's happening on the tablet. And so as you can imagine, if I can get something on demand like that, then I'm probably going to get more. So the restaurant is going to benefit hugely because of the fact that I'm going to be able to order whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm going to come back to that restaurant because of the fact that I did get what I wanted when I wanted it, and no more waiting and waving for your bill, right? Because you can just pay your bill right there. And so not only is the restaurant doing faster turnover, but they're actually making more money to buy per customer by doing that. And so that's a huge thing. And then JJ Foods, you know, as you think about where to start, JJ Foods is the largest food distributor in the UK. And where we started with them is on their menu. So the people that then order food from JJ Foods, right? So what they did, just as a start, like just as a sort of a pilot, proof of concept, is if you've ordered from me in the past, and like, for example, you've ordered tortillas, then I'm going to suggest salsa. So I'm gonna put something in there based on Cortana Analytics just to try it out. Like from JJ Foods' perspective, this was like a kind of a lark, right? We're gonna try it. And so what they found is that every single customer ordered at least one thing, right? And that's not a lot of dollars per customer, but it certainly starts to add up when you think about every single one. And so when I think about you guys starting from the beginning in your organization, then try it out with something small like that and see how it works, right? I mean, because we're very confident in the solution in terms of the ability for it to deliver, and very confident in the end-to-end integration, very confident that it will deliver for you. But we understand that, you know, maybe sort of overwhelming to think about Cortana Analytics Suite as a whole. But from a JJ Foods perspective, once they saw what it could do just from their online menu, then they started thinking about, wow, how do I think about this from my trucks and my distribution? How do I think about this from my warehouse? How do I think about this like when I need to order, you know, stock this and maybe not stock that, right? And so they started to see sort of the limitless possibilities. And we really trust that you will too. If you start small with something like this, then the ability to then grow in your organization in places that are needed, then we've certainly seen this happen time and again, that people have done that. So I've talked a lot about results, so let's see some of them, right? So what are the actual results that we have seen from customers? And these are, you know, you can go on Microsoft.com customers and see these for yourself. Leeds General Infirmary, it's a hospital implementation. Once they implemented Cortana Analytics big data solution, then they could understand 6 years of data in a few hours, which essentially blew their minds. And that was another example of really starting with something that could add real value and growing from there. Wow, what else can we do with this? So how else can we make this work for us? Rockwell Automation, they estimate that they save $300,000 a day because of the fact that they've implemented predictive maintenance. And so the majority of their things are not breaking because they are going and they are fixing them before they have a chance to break because of predictive maintenance. Carnegie Mellon University, they enabled smart buildings through Cortana Analytics. They estimate they save 20% of energy savings, right? Across a large college campus, that's real money that they're saving just by implementing this in the cloud. Then Wash. Wash is a large laundry facility owner. So across Wash, then they were able to save and reduce costs over 5 million customers that they serve. Ziosk, I already talked about them. Over 1,400 locations, they are now able to offer this service where they only had a handful in the beginning, but once the Chili's and Fridays of the world saw what it could do for them, then they just took off. And then eSmart preventing those blackouts, as I talked about. Yes, you have a question.
Is there anything in the government sector or nonprofit, more like program participation or analytics?
Yeah, from an education perspective, then we have the dropout rates, right? So we have Tacoma Public Schools is one of our examples of where they were really concerned about dropout and folks not graduating, and so they started to put Cortana Analytics in place to then see at-risk students before they had a chance to essentially fail, right? And they improved their rates very greatly. From a government perspective, I can't tell you a customer evidence right off the top of my head, but I do know that we do have implementations for them as well. So you could talk to me after and about that as well. So in terms of the resources, you know, how do I get started? So on the Cortana Analytics page, the main page, the Microsoft.com Cortana Analytics page, then you'll see these customer stories that I have already referenced. But this is a live site. This is a site that I and my colleagues continue to populate, you know, as we have new customer stories come to bear. This is a place where essentially all of the resources are going to land from, how do I think about this end to end? How do I think about these solutions? This is really your main hub, is Cortana Analytics site. As I said in the presentation, you can try any number of these services today. You can get to them off of the Cortana Analytics page. There's a tab called What's Included. On What's Included, there's a list of all of the things that are in Cortana Analytics that you can essentially go off and try, you know, for free trial, whatever, you know, fits the bill for you. If you need a trained partner, we find that many folks don't have the resources that they need in-house to be able to implement this, at least at first, or they need someone to come in and train their in-house resources on how to execute, and that's where we have a partner page off of that same Microsoft.com Cortana Analytics page. So if you know a partner or are a partner that's interested in being a part of this, then those resources in terms of how to get involved in our incubation program are also there, but then there's a map where we have the geographic locations of all of our trained partners as well. And then our blog is really the best place to then stay tuned about what our advancements are. So as we bring new things to bear, as we release new features, then our blog is really going to be the place to go. So as I said, I left some time for Q&A. That's pretty much the end of my spiel. So if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them. So now it's abundantly clear.
Can you address the challenges of infrastructure? What's the most remote area, most disconnected example you can think of utilizing the cloud?
I think the Genscape example is probably the most remote. I mean, they have to look at worldwide sensors on energy grids, on oil tankers. They have to look at data from very far-flung sensors in order to get to it. So, and that's what I was talking about, economic sense, right? That's where the cloud just is kind of a no-brainer to be able to connect all of those things, right? And when I think about not geographic distribution, but when I think about quantity, we also had Stanford Linear Accelerator is one of our clients, and they had so many different sensors on the beam, and they're doing Nobel-level science on that, and they had to actually connect every single one of those sensors to be able to, you know, create magic. But once they actually had those connected, man, I mean, they're off to the races in terms of predictive maintenance.
How will pricing work with the new Cortana Analytics SKU? Will there be a forecasting tool that we can use as partners to estimate the cost of Cortana deals?
Yep. The pricing is essentially going to be of the SKU itself, and it's going to be essentially the package at a discount. But then, yes, we do plan to reach to release a calculator as well, so that you can then take a look at that. Is like, what is it? What makes sense in terms of how do I start, right? And if I'm starting with a deployment that has the majority of these things, then it really might just make economic sense to go ahead and buy the SKU, because you're going to be able to purchase everything with a discount at that point.
Yeah, that'll be very helpful, because every customer I'm engaged with right now needs to do a POC to estimate the cost first.
Yeah.
And I'd rather go, oh, it's going to cost you this much in services,
right,
this much in implementation cost for getting this up on Azure, and this is how much ROI it can drive.
Sure. It's very challenging from a data perspective, just because there's so much disparity in how much data that you actually need to ingest. You know, from a Genscape perspective, that data is enormous, right? And in the Ziosk example, then that data is just the person that's sitting there, right? And so it ranges from there to there.
So will you publish solutions for certain scenarios, like let's say lead conversion, or for certain industries that might expect the same type of work or same type of analytics?
Yeah, on the site, you'll see us, the Microsoft.com Cortana Analytics site, you'll see us not only talking at a business decision maker level. So, you know, if I'm a chief operating officer and I'm not interested in the technology, then I'll be able to understand, you know, what does this technology mean for me, but also accompanying architecture. That then, okay, well, now I'm interested, and now I want my technical person to actually be able to build this. So, yes.
Can you describe some of the POCs that you've done?
Well, so the...
in terms of what they actually, like the duration, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This, like, not just which ones you've done, but the duration, the approach that you took, or any more details on what was involved in the POC, and what it might take for a partner to say, we'd like to do a POC.
Well, in many cases, then, what we found from partners is that the POCs go very quickly because of the fact that they pick something that's more of a low-hanging fruit. And what I mean by that from a low-hanging fruit perspective is the data's already in the cloud, for example, right? Or they already have a good data collection strategy, because in many cases, what we're finding from our customers is that our data science team is, you know, coming and parachuting into the account because they have a machine learning problem. But then when we get there, it's really not a machine learning problem, it's really a data problem, right? And so if you think about what's that data that, and that's why I put the demand or demand generate forecasting and personalization ones on the board, is because those are some of the scenarios that we've found where the data is already in the cloud, it's already being well collected, but they just have so much that they really have no idea, you know, now what do I do, right? I've got it, but what do I do now? Well, thank you, everyone, for your time. I'll stay up here if anybody wants to come talk to me off of this, but thanks very much.